This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is never the wrong time to do the right thing and to speak the truth.
The fired fire chief finally speaks out.
And the truth is that the fire chief should not be prevented from or punished for speaking openly and honestly.
It's March 4th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman.
Sometimes we need to risk our jobs to do our jobs.
You deserve answers and accountability. And that might very well mean firing everyone who has culpability.
In the end, Kristen Crowley stays fired.
It basically saves face for a lot of people, and frankly, for the mayor as well.
We dig into it, but first, this. Hey there, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, please take a second, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to shows, search for the LA Local, hit the follow button. You'll get the show on your phone every weekday afternoon. Everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California in just about 10 minutes every day on the LA Local.
It is never the wrong time to do the right thing and to speak the truth. And the truth is that the fire chief should not be prevented from or punished for speaking openly and honestly about the needs and capabilities of the LAFD, or for doing her best to protect our firefighters and our communities.
Kristen Crowley will not be returning as the chief of the Los Angeles Fire Department. Her appeal to the city council failed to get more than 2 votes, but Craig Figner, you were there, and she certainly made her point, didn't she?
She did, and this was a moment I think she really wanted, whether or not she actually got her job back. I mean, she was able to say in a very public setting 3 things that the mayor has said and refute them, saying that they're not true. She said that that when this fire broke out, that she did not send home 1,000 firefighters in the wake of the windstorm bearing down on Los Angeles. She says that they were sent home because there wasn't enough equipment to put them on.
Because of the budget cuts and lack of investments in our fleet maintenance, over 100 of our fire engines, fire trucks, and ambulances sat broken down in our maintenance yards, unable to be used to help during one of the worst wildfire events in our history.
And as for 40 extra fire engines, she said that simply wasn't the case, that they were out handling other patrol work in the city, that they couldn't pull everything in for fire resources because there are still 911 calls coming in. And then on the allegation that the mayor wasn't notified in advance of this windstorm bearing down on Los Angeles, she said that too was not true, that they had notified by email. And then there was also a reference by at least one council member that, you know, the mayor had also tweeted about this. So it was a very effective defense, despite that not successful.
And it seems to me, based on some of the things that were said by members of the council, that the decision here, for some of them at least, hinged not on the validity of what the chief was saying, but on the practical elements of running the city going forward. I'm thinking about what council member Tim McCosker said about, you know, having a mayor and a fire chief that need to work together.
And the mission of providing public safety and ensuring that going forward, we can provide for a safe and effective and functional city will require a tough choice.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, Councilmember Tim McCosker is one of the most vocal supporters of organized labor on the council. And of course, you've got firefighters, organized labor. And he said that he first commended the chief, said it was very brave of the former chief to speak out. He said that he respected that, but said at the end of the day, he needed in the city of Los Angeles to know that he had a mayor and one of her department heads, the fire chief, who can work together. And, you know, this was a question I asked former chief Crowley when she arrived at City Hall this morning. I said, if you get 10 votes, if you get your job back, can you work with Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass? And she gave kind of a cagey answer, but did suggest that the answer was yes, because their goals are the same, that they're both interested in public safety for Los Angeles.
Are you surprised that this wasn't closer, that in the end she only got the 2 votes?
I am surprised a little bit because they used a procedural move that was introduced by Councilmember John Lee, where they essentially receive and file the report. I won't bore you with the detail, but what it does is it shuts down the conversation.
All right, let's open the roll on that matter, close the roll, tabulate the vote.
It's a council member who says, hey, there's a lot to discuss here. We're probably not going to agree. Let's just not waste our time. Let's just file this and move on and call it a day.
And what's the point of that in your analysis, not to vote on the merits of this? Is it so that they can say that this really wasn't, a political referendum on the mayor or something like that?
Well, it's certainly an option, or I should say a way, if you will, within the city charter and kind of the rules of local government to move things along that are taking up a lot of time that, maybe some council members have made a decision, a tactical decision that they just want to get past this. And that's what these things are for. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, was Crowley going to get 10 votes? It did seem unlikely. I did talk with council members who didn't speak in the meeting, curiously, but I did talk with council members who were, leaning yes. McCosker was one of them. And ultimately, he leaned no. But, I would have loved to have heard from Councilmember Nithya Raman, who was a maybe lean yes, and some others. But they didn't get a chance to speak because of this procedural motion that just put it to bed. It basically saves face for a lot of people and, frankly, for the mayor as well.
You know, one vote we're probably not surprised by is that of Tracy Park, who essentially said she might want to fire everybody involved at some point.
You deserve answers and accountability, and that might very well mean firing everyone who has culpability.
She just doesn't have enough information yet.
Right. And, that leads me to a point I've been wanting to make and I've been working into reporting going forward. You know, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is a city-owned utility. There were fire hydrants that ran dry. There was the Santa Ynez Reservoir that was kept empty for a year. There are questions about that. The chief or GM of that department is a mayoral appointee, just like the fire chief. And she's not been held to account for that, best I can tell, in any substantial way. So going forward, there are questions there that need to be answered. The fire department does not control whether or not fire hydrants work. That's the head of the LADWP, and that's a person who's been almost invisible in this process.
And, it's not lost on me that, speaking of invisible, we really haven't heard a whole lot from the mayor in the past few days.
Well, I think that's not to be unexpected. I mean, this is a decision that wasn't the mayor's to really make or campaign on. I mean, she might have had private meetings with some council members. But, for the mayor, what was at stake here is something that I think is going to have some effects for her and others adversely in the near future. She had 2 council members who voted against her, and one of them was a council member who she's previously been very aligned with, and that's council member Tracy Park, whose district includes the Palisades, but also Venice. It was the very first district where the mayor did one of her inside safe efforts to house people who don't have homes, who've been living on the streets and sidewalks of Venice. So she's been very closely aligned with council member Park.
This is just a game of rumor and hearsay. It's being litigated in the press.
This today was a definitive split between the mayor and the council member.
And how do we expect that to play out going forward, given their need to work together, because she's the council member who represents the Palisades?
Well, she's a very savvy politician, one of the newer members to council. She's also got a reelection campaign coming up, as does Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. You know, for the two of them, the Palisades recovery is going to take an enormous amount of time. There are going to be people who will be angry at the pace of things, inevitably. And so working together is going to be a responsibility they have to the voters. But when it comes time to vote, there's going to be a lot of reflection on, well, how was this handled? And it will be a real moment of accountability for the two of them, in much the same way this was an effort of accountability towards a mayoral appointee today in council, an effort that failed when it comes to putting the chief back in power.
And not a question for this moment, but it does, you know, beg the question, is this setting up a Tracy Park run for mayor?
I think it's a great question. I can tell you it's not going to happen this cycle. Can't rule it out in the future.
Going back to what Tim McCosker said about the difficulty in making the decision, given his longtime support for the union and vice versa.
Very often, doing the right thing comes with a sacrifice. Very often. And this is one of those circumstances.
Is this a big enough issue for the union for them to wield it going forward in the politics of our city?
You know, I don't have a good answer on that, because McCosker is such a strong union ally that even if he had been a council member who voted another way, who supported with council members Park and Rodriguez the reinstatement of Chief Crowley, that still would have been just three. Now, had he been, you know, had there been nine votes and they needed 10 and he was 10, the stakes would have been much higher, and the repercussions, had he remained a no, would have been staggering.
Craig Figner, thank you.
Good to be with you.
And that's the LA Local for this 4th of March, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships, lacarguy.com. Stay connected on 97.1 FM. It's where you had live coverage of the council hearing today. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. Follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows. And we're back tomorrow and every weekday. I'm Alex Silver. See you.